We're on the telephone with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig. And Mike, I see where you were in Jefferson, Iowa today, talking about international trade. And tell us what you were doing there.
You bet. So we had a chance to visit the Landis Cooperative location in Jefferson, right in Greene County. And I think folks might be surprised to learn that this location is quite an international trade hub, so to speak. They're shipping certainly some high-quality feed ingredients to Mexico and around the world. And today we were really focused on their grain shipments to Mexico and the importance of making sure we've got a NAFTA agreement concluded here in a way that doesn't harm our ag export opportunities between Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, and it seems like every other day we get a different kind of report on how those NAFTA negotiations are going. One day it's optimistic, and then it seems like we get a pessimistic report. So what are you hearing from your sources?
Right. I think, I think in terms of trade, the plate is very full for the U.S. Trade Representative and those involved in negotiating these matters in Washington, D.C., with all of the situation with China and hopefully a breakthrough there. But we also know that, again, for Iowa, NAFTA is critically important. When you've got Canada and Mexico being your number one and number two trading partners, we really need to remove the uncertainty that has persisted here with not knowing where we stand with NAFTA. So similar to you, I get both sides of this story of, are we making progress or not? I am still hopeful that we can get something done here and get something done sooner rather than later.
You mentioned the China situation and kind of the same deal there. You know, there was a lot of excitement over the weekend with the talk that the possible trade war had been put on hold. But now this week, I guess, is kind of back to reality on that.
and certainly I view that as very promising. And again, we have been very hopeful throughout this process that the Trump administration would be able to have a constructive dialogue with China that frankly resolves some of these trade irritants that we've seen developing over the last several years or persisting over the last several years, but do so in a way that prevents tariffs from coming into effect. And so I think we take it as a very positive thing that Secretary Mnuchin was out over the weekend saying that essentially things are kind of on hold now as we negotiate. And I think it's very positive too that, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is headed back to China. And again, devil's in the details, and we'll certainly be watching that very closely. But I think it's a positive sign, these constructive discussions that have been ongoing.
I've seen some concern expressed that agriculture officials, maybe some USDA officials, need to be more involved in those talks going forward. Not to take anything away from Mr. Ross or Mr. Mnuchin, but they may not understand some of the finer details of agriculture.
I agree. I think it's so critically important that agriculture and certainly Secretary Perdue and Undersecretary Ted McKinney are involved in these things because it is important. It's just like we as Iowans, really think it's important that we've got to make our voice heard and we've got to make sure that the administration knows, where we stand on these things and, the potential for negative impact if things don't go well. Similarly, I think it's important to have USDA at the table, and I hope they are, and encourage the administration to certainly use those resources and that expertise.